we are holding Daf Lamed Amud Aleph, and we are starting at the two dots. Two dots, right? Where is the two dots?
8 lines down.
About 8 lines down. So good. Says the Gemara, Ad heichan chayav adam lalamid espino Torah. To what extent is a person obligated to teach his son Torah? Now the question itself is somewhat unclear. So what do you mean, to what extent? How much Torah do you have to teach him? How many sons do you have to teach? So, but the Gemara says, to what extent do you have to teach your kid Torah? Amar Rav Yehuda Shmuel Kigon Zvulun Ben Dan. You should use this fellow that apparently they knew, named Zvulun Ben Dan, as an example. Rashi writes, Zvulun Ben Dan, Talmid Shahaya B'Yemehem. He was a student that they had in their days, who they happened to know. So they say, use him as a model. Why? What's so special about him? Shelimdo Avi Aviv, that his grandfather taught him Mikra u'Mishnah Talmud Halachos va'Agados. His grandfather taught him Tanakh, Mishnayis, Gemara, Halachos, and Agadita. Agadita is the stories of Shas and things of that nature. Meisvei asked the Gemara a question, Lamdo Mikra ein Malamdo Mishnah, that if you teach your son Mikra, what's Mikra? Tanakh or Chumash, you do not have to teach him Mishnah. Says Rashi, ein chovas b'no alav. You do not have the obligation to teach your son Mishnah. Ela b'mikra, you only have to teach him Mikra. Mikan ve'elach, anything after Mikra, yelamidu la'atzmo. Let him learn that on his own. Va'amar Rava, back in the Gemara, Va'amar Rava, Mikra zu Torah. Mikra is Torah, meaning it's only Chumash. You only have to teach a kid Chumash. Rashi writes Torah, v'lo Nevi'im uksuvim, and not Nevi'im uksuvim. So question mark right there. All you have to teach your kid is Torah. So how can you say that the extent to which a father has to teach a son Torah is like Zvulun Ben Dan, who learned Mikra, Mishnah, Talmud, Allah, Chusva, Gados? No, all you have to teach your kid is Mikra. Answers the Gemara, Kizvulun Ben Dan, v'lo Kizvulun Ben Dan. We use Zvulun Ben Dan as a partial model. In some way, the way you teach your kid Torah should be like Zvulun Ben Dan, and in some way, not quite to the extent of Zvulun Ben Dan. In what way like, and what way not like? Kizvulun Ben Dan Shalim Du Avi Aviv. It should be like Zvulun Ben Dan that his grandfather taught him. So a grandfather should teach a grandson. Veloke Zvulun Ben Dan, but unlike Zvulun Ben Dan, Dilu Hasa Mikra Mishnah V'Talma Alachzva Gados, because over there by Zvulun Ben Dan he taught him everything. Vilu Hacha Mikra Levad. But for us, we only need to teach Mikra and not anything else. But the bottom line is, what are we learning from Zvulun Ben Dan? That not only do you have to teach your children Torah, you even have to teach your grandchildren Torah. As Rashi says, because Zvulun Ben Dan Shalim Do Avi Aviv. When the Gemara says to what extent, when the Gemara asks that question, the Gemara meant to say as follows: it was asking how many generations do you have to teach Torah? And Amar Rav Yehuda libno liben bino, and that's what Rav Yehuda was saying, that you have to teach your son and your grandson. Back in the Gemara, V'avi aviv mi mechayiv. Wait a second, does a grandfather really have to teach a grandson Torah? V'atanya, but didn't the Brisa teach us as follows? Pasuk says, and we quote, V'limad temosam es b'neichem, end quote. You should teach your son, and the Gemara darshins, V'lo b'nei b'neichem, but you do not have to teach your grandson. Ay, uma ani mekayim. What do I do with the other pasuk that says, and we quote, "Vodatam levanecha levnei vanecha," end quote, that you should teach Torah to your sons and your grandsons? We just said you don't have to teach your grandsons. Lomer lecha, the Brisa says this pasuk teaches us. When you teach your son Torah, the Torah considers it as if you taught your son, your grandson, and all future generations. Big fat question mark. Meaning, what we see from this brisa is that one is not obligated to teach their grandson Torah. The reason the pasuk talks about grandchildren is because it's telling you that when you teach your children, your son, it's as if you're teaching your grandchildren. But are you actually obligated to teach your grandchildren? According to this brisa, no. So how can we say that the extent to which your chayiv is like Zvulun Ben Dan, where the grandfather taught the grandson? Answers the Gemara, Huda Amar Ki Hai Tana. You're right, that brisa says that you don't have to teach your grandson Torah, but we're assuming like the following Tana that disagrees. De Tanya, we have a brisa. Torah says you should teach your son. But that from that I only see your son. How do I know you should also teach your grandson. That's what the pasuk of Vadatam Levnecha Levnei Vanecha teaches, that you have to teach your grandson as well. If that's the case, im kein matam lomar b'nechem, if that's the case, that we have a pasuk tells me you even have to teach your grandchildren, why does the Torah tell me to teach your sons? For the following reason, to teach me b'nechem velo b'noseichem, to teach your sons and not your daughters. Another important sugi about teaching daughters Torah that we came up earlier already, that we're going to have to discuss at some point. So main point number one, a father and even a grandfather have to teach Mikra, but everything else kid has to learn on his own. That's number one. Okay, so, and we have a machlokas really. It was really machlokas whether it's even a grandfather. So I guess we should say a father and a machlokas if even a grandfather have to teach Mikra, but everything else kid can learn on his own. Amar b'shul b'levi. When one teaches his grandson Torah, it's as if the kid is receiving it straight from our Sinai, because he's going one, he's skipping a step in the process. He's going one generation closer to our Sinai when he learns with his grandfather and not just his father. Shenemar, pasuk says, "Vodatam levnecha levnei vanecha," and v'samachle, and right near that pasuk that tells you about teaching your grandchildren, it says, end quote. The day that you stood in front of Hashem by Chorev. Chorev is Har Sinai. So we see that it's as if the child is getting it from Har Sinai. Reb Chia Bar Abba, actually, main point number two. Teaching a son Torah is like teaching all future generations, and teaching a grandson is like getting it straight from Har Sinai. Rabbi Chia Bar Abba Ashkechel Rabbi Shua ben Levi. Rabbi Chia Bar Abba happened to have found Rabbi Shua ben Levi to Shadi Disna Areshe, who threw a Disna on his head. A Disna is like a yarmulke, a small head covering on his head. The Kamamti Leliyanuka LeBei Kanishta. And he brought his kid to Shul wearing only a yarmulke, not wearing a proper turban or hat or whatever it is that they used to wear. Rashi says, Deshadin Disna Areshe, Sadin, a cloth, She'eno Ro'ui La'atifa Sarosh. That is not an appropriate form of wrapping the head. Elakisu bialma, it's a simple covering. Some al rosho that he placed on his head. Shalolelech begilu rosho, just so that he wouldn't be, he wouldn't have his head completely exposed. But velo hispiklis atev pasudro, he didn't take the time to wrap his turban around his head properly. So he went out with an improper head covering. It's interesting also, that's also a major sugya that we have to learn. Well, how much of your head do you really have to cover? He went with a yarmulke, and that was improper. So Amalei, my kulei. So Rabbi Chia Bar Abba said to Rabbi Shimon Levi, what's going on? Why are you walking out like that? Amalei, mizutar, is it small to you? My dechsiv, what it says in the Torah, v'odatam levanecha, that you have to teach your kid Torah, v'samachle, and right after that the Torah says, yom asher amadata lefnei Hashem elokecha b'chorev, that it's like giving him the Torah from our Sinai. So I don't have time, I gotta get the kid to yeshiva, because that's the most important thing, much more important than me looking respectable, is teaching the kid Torah, because that's the Har Sinai experience. Mikan ve'elach, from that point forward, Rabbi Chia Bar Abba lo ta'im umtsa ad-makri liyanuka umosvei. Rabbi Chia Bar Abba wouldn't eat breakfast. He wouldn't have umtsa. Rashi says umtsa is basar ma'at b'gachalim, a little bit of barbecued meat. Hayurigil litom baboker, that they would have in the morning. That was their breakfast. That was their Wheaties. He wouldn't have his little barbecued meat until he would mikri linuka, until he would teach his kid mikra umosve, and teach him some new psukim. Meaning go over yesterday's psukim and teach him some new psukim as well. From that point forward, he would always make sure that was the first first item on his agenda. Rabba barav huno lo ta'im umtsa, Adamaisi Linuka Lebes Midrasha. Rabbi Rav Huna wouldn't have his meat breakfast until he brought his kid to the Beis Medrash, because it was an urgent matter to teach the children Torah. Amr of Safra, Mishum Rabbi Shua ben Chananya. Safra says the name of Rabbi Shua ben Chananya. Maiduchsiv, what's the pasuk teaching us when it tells us, Vishinantam Levanecha? End quote. What does that phrase, Vishinantam, mean? Al Tikri Vishinantam, Ela Vishilashtem. Don't read it as Vishinantam, rather as Vishilashtam. Vishilashtam means to break it up into threes. and we're going to have a sugi on this as well. La'olam yishalesh adam shnosav. A person should divide up his years. Shlish b'mikra. One third of his years he should spend learning Tanakh. Shlish b'mishnah. One third of his years he should spend learning Mishnah. Shlish b'talmud. And one third of his years he should spend learning Gemara. Asks the Gemara, wait a second, miyodea kamachai? That's great if you knew how long you were going to live. So if I know that I'm going to live for 90 years, I'll spend 30 years learning Mikra, 30 learning Mishnah, 30 learning Talmud. But what happens if I live to 95? What am I going to do with those extra 5 years? Or worse yet, what happens if I live to 85? Then I'm going to cut myself short out of 5 years of Talmud. You don't know how to make that cheshbon. So Gemara says, Lo tzricha liyomi. No, we don't mean that you should break up your years. It means break up your days. Machlokas Rashi tells us what that means, whether it means break up the days of the week, like Sunday, Monday, Mikra, Tuesday, Wednesday, Mishnah, Thursday, Friday, Talmud, or break up the days of the hours of the day. That morning Seder Mikra, afternoon Seder Mishnah, night Seder Talmud. Ah, so Tosfos raises the question. So, Lefichach Nikra Rishonim Sofrim. Now, there's a period before that. If you look at it, normally Lefichach is a continuation of a previous sentence. But if you look at Rashi in Dibra Maskel, Lefichach Nikru, Rashi points out, Milsa Ba'api Nafshihi. This is its own new thing. Why does Rashi have to say that? Because the word Lefichach is never a new thing. It's always just a continuation. So Rashi says, this is an exception to that rule. Lefichach. Lefichach is a new statement. Nikru Rishonim Sofrim. The reason that the earlier generations were called Sofrim, Sofrim means counters. Show you Sofrim Kolosio Shabbatar, because they used to count the letters in the Torah. That was their style of learning. They used to count letters in the Torah. We don't really do that much anymore. Like there are Midrashim that tell us that if you count all the letters in the Aseres Hadibros, there are 620 letters in Aseres Dibros, 613 mitzvos plus 7 mitzvos b'nei Noach. There's some meaning to that. But we don't, like, who sits there counting letters anymore? The Rishonim, the earlier generations, used to count letters. Show you Omrim, Vav de Gachon, Chetzion Shal Osio Shal Sefer Torah. And they used to say, if you want to know the exact midpoint of the Sefer Torah, it's the vav in the word gachon in Vayikra Perikid Aleph Pasuk Mem Beis. Darosh Darash Chetzion Shel Tevos. You want to know the exact midpoint of the words of the Torah? Vayikra Perikid Pasuk Tazayin. Darosh Darash is the halfway point of the words in the Torah. Vizgalach Shel Psukim. And Vayikra Perikid Gimel Vizgalach is the halfway point of the psukim in the Torah. Yicharsimenu chazir miyar, ayin di yar chetzion shel tehillim. The ayin of the word yar in that phrase is the halfway point of tehillim. Vuhurachum yichaper avon chetzion de psukim. And the phrase vuhurachum yichaper avon, that pasuk in tehillim, is the midway point of the psukim in tehillim, because they were into counting, so they counted all the psukim and all the letters. By Rav Yosef. So Rav Yosef says, well, I got a question. Vav de Gachon, mehai gisa or mehai gisa? The Vav of Gachon that you said is the halfway point, is that the last letter of the first half of the Torah? Or is it the first letter of the second half of the Torah, assuming the Torah has an even number of letters? Samalei, nesi sefer Torah vimninu. I have an idea, bring a sefer Torah and let's count, and we'll see where the Vav of Gachon fits. Milo Amar Rabba Bar Bachana. Didn't Rabba Bar Bachana say Lo Zozum Yishamach Yilviu Sefer Torah Manum, that whenever they had similar problems, similar issues, they wouldn't budge until they brought a Sefer Torah and actually counted? So why don't we do the same? Amalei, he said, no. Inu Beki B'Chaseros V'Yaseros. They used to do that when they were experts in Chaseros V'Yaseros and all the extra vavs, the missing vavs, the extra yuds, the missing yuds. So they could count, and that would mean something to them. But Anan Lo Beki Inan. For us, counting won't help because our Sifrei Torah are not so accurate in the number of letters that they have anyway. So that's why we can't count. Period. Main point number three, we should divide our learning into Mikra, Mishnah, and Gemara. It's an important point. We should divide our learning into Mikra, Mishnah, and Gemara. Says the Gemara further, by Rav Yosef, Vizgalach mehai giso mehai giso. We said Vizgalach was the halfway point of the, well, words of the Torah, or the Psukim? Psukim. So is that which side? Is it the last of the first half or the first of the second half of the Torah? So Amalei Abaye, Psukim Mia Leisulimnuye. That we should, Psukim we should be able to count. That we know. That we should have the ability to count. So the Gemara says, nope, Psukim Nami Lo Beki Inan. We're not really experts in where the Psukim begin and end either. Dechi Asa Rav Acha Bar Ada, when Rav Acha Bar Ada came, Omar, he said, "B'marava paskile lahaykra l'tlas psuke," that in Eretz Yisrael, a pasuk that we have is only one pasuk. They would divide it into tlas psuke. What's tlas psuke? Three psukim. What pasuk would they divide into three psukim? The following pasuk. Vayomer Hashem el Moshe, Ine Anochi Ba'i Lecha Ba'av Ha'anan. And the pasuk continues. If you look in the Torah Ara, it goes through the whole pasuk. It divides it into three psukim. So we're not even experts in the psukim. Period. So main point number four: we are not experts in the letters nor in the psukim of the Torah. Tan Rabbanan, a brisa. Chameshas alafim ushmona meos ushmona mushmona psukim have a psuke sefer Torah. There are 5,888 psukim in the sefer Torah. Yeser alaf tehillim shmona. Eight more psukim in tehillim. Chaser mimenu divrei yamim shmona. And eight fewer psukim in divrei hayamim. So if you ever wondered how many psukim are there in the entire Torah, now you know. Tanu rabbanan, we have a brisa. Vishinantam. The pasuk says Vishinantam. We learn from there sheyudivrei Torah mechudadim beficha, that divrei Torah should be fluent in our mouths, as Rashi says. You mechudadim beficha, says Rashi, the last Rashi on the page. Chazor aleihem, review them. Ubadok ba'omkam, and search, delve into the depth of them. Sheim yishalcha adam, so that if someone asks you, lo tetzarich legamgem, you won't have to stutter. Elashatucha lomer miyag, you'll be able to respond right away. Rashi is giving us two very important memory aids. How do you remember things fluently? Well, you might have thought only the first advice that Rashi gives, review. That's one way to remember things, but it's not the best way or the only way. The other way to remember things is by learning in depth. When you study something in depth, you build a construct in your mind that you can rebuild when you need to come back to it. And that's a very important way to remember Torah. Says the Gemara further, Shem Yishalucha Adam Davar, if someone asks you a matter of Torah, don't stumble, stutter, and tell him, El Omer Lo Miyad. You should say to him right away. Shenemar, we record a whole bunch of psukim that teach us this. Emor L'chachma Chosiyat. Say to wisdom, you are my sister. Rashi says what this means is, Shete Baki Ba, you should be as great an expert in everything in Torah, Ka'achoscha Shasuralach, as well as you know that you're not allowed to marry your sister. I mean, just like it's so obvious, so clear, you could say it right away. Are you allowed to marry your sister? No, gross, that's awful. So you should be able to say that about every halach in the Torah. It should be as clear to you as a choscha. Vomer, back in the Gemara, Vomer, Kishrei malatzvosecha kasva maluach libecha. You should tie the Torah on your fingers and it should be written on the tablet of your heart. Va'omer kechitzim biyad gibor, like the arrows in the hands of a strong man. Kain b'nei anurim, so too are the younger years when a person learns chumash. He learns things when he's younger that should stick with him his whole life. Va'omer chitzei gibor shinunim. Pasuk says chitzei gibor shinunim. The arrows of a strong man are what he's fluent in. Va'omer chetzicha shinunim amim tachtecha yiplu, that other nations will fall because of our fluent arrows. Va'omer ashrei gever asher meloes hashpasel mehem. Fortunate is the one who fills up his, what do they call the thing you keep the arrows in?
Quiver.
The quiver. Fortunate is the one who fills his quiver. Now we're using obviously arrows as a mushel for Torah. That you fill up your quiver with as much Torah as possible. Lo yevoshu ki yedabru. That you're never going to be embarrassed when you have to speak if you really have Torah on your fingertips. As Ivan Bishar, ki yedabru es Ivan Bishar, when you go against enemies in the gate. Mayas Ivan Bishar, what does it mean, enemies in the gate? Amr b'chia baraba afilu avu b'no. Very critical line, famous line. Even a father and a son, harav talmido, or a rebbe and a student, sheoskin b'torah b'shar echad, that learn Torah together in one gate, nasim oivim ze'ezeh, they act like enemies toward each other. They start yelling at each other. No, that's not pshat, you're wrong, this is right. You know, they start yelling, it looks like they hate each other. Ve'enim zazim misham atchenasim ohavim ze'ezeh. But by the time they get up from their learning, they become beloved to each other. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, Es vahev besufa. Al tikri besufa, ela basofa. Don't read it as besufa, but rather basofa. That with all the melchamos, there's going to be es vahev, there's going to be ahava, there's going to be love at the end. How does that love emerge? through the milchamta shel Torah, through the battles of Torah. So main point over here is that a person should be incredibly fluent in Torah, and one who fights in Torah will ultimately come to love his chavrusa.